This is the music of Sony Masterworks, and welcome to Carnegie Hall Presents. Perhaps no other artist has had such an enduring connection with Carnegie Hall than Vladimir Horowitz. Horowitz performed over 90 concerts at Carnegie Hall, including numerous recitals that brought audiences to their feet, amazed at the pianist's virtuosic command of not only the instrument, but the classic repertoire he performed. Many of these stunning recitals were privately recorded by Horowitz. Sony Masterworks and Carnegie Hall have teamed to release three recordings of these personal treasures of Horowitz in the series At Carnegie Hall, The Private Collection. Featured on this episode is David Dubal, professor of piano performance at the Juilliard School of Music, who comments on Horowitz's performances of the Schumann Fantasy, Balakirev's Islamé, and Chopin's Barcarolle.
There has to be some sort of giving of yourself to become someone that is an astute lover of art. You just don't go to a gallery and say, you know, I know all about painting. You have to, you know, make that an important part of your life. Well, all pianists have made Horowitz an important part of their lives. They may not have liked everything he does. I certainly don't. But there's something so wondrous about his creativity, his imagination, which far exceeds the average, that when you listen to a Horowitz recording, you don't have to say to yourself, gee, is this good? Is this bad? Because here is an artist using the piano as a painter would use a canvas or a writer or a sculptor, and he is taking this creativity and he uses it not in any pedantic way. Well, if you listen to this disc, my favorite movement of the great Schumann Fantasy, which is something that he used when he made his comeback after 12 years in 1965, he played that and then it was recorded, and it's a celebrated recording. This live performance 15 years before is much more fragmented, much more personalized. The last movement for me is the most exquisite. The Barcarolle, Chopin's last and almost hallucinatory piece, is played that way by Horowitz. He loves this piece, but he's experimenting with its motion, so to speak. You can feel the left hand in the Venetian canal, you know, with the gondola. I don't mean to make pictures for you, but, you know, there is a left hand that is trying to simulate that. Thank you. in every piece, certainly the Islamé shows that this is one of the greatest nervous systems ever born, for almost nobody in history could have ever played the way he did. Now, this is something that, you know, at first you say, this is great. And then maybe you say, wow, I'm listening now to this man's movement of his wrists, his arms. How does this happen? How does this happen that he gets there so quickly? It's an unusual experience, the second CD as well as the first CD. This is an extraordinary legacy for the 20th anniversary of the death of the last great cavalier of the instrument. He was called the last romantic. Whatever that means, it had some sort of connotation to the public that said, he had a contact with tradition.
Listening to is from the second disc in Vladimir Horowitz at Carnegie Hall, The Private Collection, featuring works by Schumann, Balakirev, Chopin, and Liszt. For more information, visit sonymasterworks.com and carnegiehall.org.